Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is a little something. A little song that just says everybody's excited about somebody or something, you know. But this somebody I'm talking about, I can't live without, you know. I can even remember being back in church, maybe at my grandmother's house. They may have testimony service, you know. And somebody would stand up and just say one simple thing. Say,
Jesus is Lord.
Yeah, that's what they say.
The world. The world to me. He is my life.
He's everything. Time when I didn't have a dime, I thought if I could just get paid, I would be just fine. But the money let me down, yes it did. It couldn't even buy me love, so I gave Jesus control of my life, and I'm really satisfied. Now I'm gonna let you know. About. Lift your hands to the Lord and stay with me in the receive.
He's all.
Give your up in here. Clap your hands.
Inspiring and encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Fred Hammond this morning. And Jesus is all. He's all the world to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for another week ending, another Friday morning. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He has brought us all week long up until this present time, and we are thankful unto him. Grateful unto him, he looks beyond faults and yet meet needs. He's yet on our side today. He's for us. We can cast our cares upon him. Our list is endless. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. But where the problem come in is when we don't remember, when we don't remember. And we let situations and what we are facing or going through, we let it take over. And we tend to just lean in it instead of leaning on Jesus. Yeah, this is why he asked us to keep our mind on him. And he let us know if we could keep our mind on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace. But if he brought you through before, I promise he's bringing you through again. You just have to believe and trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And everything will be all right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm grateful unto him this morning. There's none like him, none like him. We can search all over. We still won't find anybody greater than Almighty God that have all the power. Oh, yeah, all power is on our side today. And we should allow him in our lives to take control. We should allow ourselves to go to him concerning everything that concerns us, and he'll work it out. I promise you, over and over and over again, he has worked it out for me, no matter what it was. Sometimes I got myself into a bad situation, and he was the one who came and brought me out. And I'm thankful today unto him. Hallelujah. Let's pray this morning the prayer of faith. It's that prayer of faith that makes us whole. And we're praying, believing that not only God hear what we're talking about, but he's going to answer. And whatever you're asking God for this morning, I am touching and agreeing with you that not only he hear, but he answered your prayer. Hallelujah. Because many of us, we have great prayer requests. Yeah, we have things we put before the Lord. And we're patiently waiting for him to come in and fix it for us. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. Father, we've entered the month of July, and you have blessed us with 7 months and 2 days until this new year. Things could have been so much worse. But Lord, you have blessed your people. The pandemic come along, and Father, you yet bless many of us more during the pandemic than before the pandemic ever came. We're grateful unto you this morning. And Father, we appreciate you. We love you today, for there's none like you. We come this morning bow down and humble before you, asking for your many blessings. Lord, you know what we all stand in the need of today, every caller and every listener, every family member, every friend. Father, those coming through the podcast and the archive, you know what we need today. And we come before you asking that you would meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We come before you this morning, Father, asking that you would fix our hearts and regulate our minds. Let this mind be in us that was also in your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we ask this morning that those of us here that are sick, that Father, you would touch right now and heal our bodies, heal our minds, heal our hearts, oh God. Father, whatever we may be going through today, Lord, if it's due to us and any type of sickness, even in our minds, we ask that you would heal this morning. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of depression and we cast it back to the pits of hell. never to return. And Father, we ask that you would rebuke the spirit, the demon of depression this day in the name of Jesus. Set free today, O God. Deliver today out of the spirit and the bondage of depression in the name of Jesus. But Father, whom the Son set free is free indeed. And Lord, you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us power, love, and a sound mind. Let the sound mind come forth in us today like never before. And Father, we ask that you would continue to allow the sound mind to come forth. Don't let us get sidetracked. Don't let us think on the negative. But Lord, let us remember your Son, Jesus. Oh, he's carrying all that we need to you. He's our mediator. Hallelujah. He's bringing our petition before you, the Father. Do it for us today. In the name of Jesus, those that stand in the need of money today, Father, we ask that you would move in a mighty way. Money answers all things. And we don't love money, but Father, we know that money can answer many of our prayers. Do it for us today in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. We're grateful unto you this morning. Father, bless those that are incarcerated and their families. Bless those that are in every branch of the military and their families. Father, remember widowers and bereaved families today. Intercessory prayer people everywhere, praying in the name of Jesus for others. And Father, we ask this morning that God, you would bless Israel, prosper Jerusalem. Keep them safe, Father, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Bless preachers everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus and obedience unto you and love for your people. Help today, O God, and whatever they stand in the need of, meet the need. All today, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for what you did for Minister Robin Lynn Maven yesterday, God. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Your word said, when two or three are gathered in your name, as touching and agreeing, you're in the midst. And Father, yesterday, not only did you hear, but you answered. And we thank you this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would bless our brothers and sisters overseas. Lord, bless those that are going through in this hour, even with family and children. Strengthen in this hour. Open doors and make ways for them. Lord, feed those that are hungry. House those that are homeless, oh God. Move by your spirit today. Those that stand in need of clothes and shoes. Provide today, oh God. You're our provider. Without you, we can do nothing. And we can't do nothing until you come. And Father, we're waiting on you. Hallelujah. To come and fulfill for us in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless America and the leadership of America. Have your way, oh God, in this country. Move by your spirit in this country. This earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. And Father, we know you know what to do in America. God, we know secret books have been written and all kind of craziness. But Father, we know that you're Almighty God and you made us all for your pleasure. And God, you're not going to do more for one than you will do for the other. But we must look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. Father, you made the heavens and the earth. Move today in a mighty way for these your people. And Lord, this faithful few that come every morning, God, to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Move for them today in a great way, oh God. Move for them today here in a way you've never moved for them before. Give them clarity. Give them understanding. Father, give them knowledge and wisdom how to walk upright before you even the more. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, Father. We can't say thank you enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, Jehovah, we thank you today, for there's none like you. We can search all over, Father. We just wouldn't find nobody greater than you. You so loved us, you sent your only begotten Son to suffer, to hang, to bleed, to die, conquer all and rise with all power. Father, every time we turn around, you keep on blessing us. Again, things should and could be so much worse. But because you're for us, you're more than the whole world against us. And Father, you continue to bless us. And we want to bless you back. We want to tell you thank you. We want to be grateful unto you. We want to appreciate you. We want to praise you. We want to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, you're so worthy this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you. And Father, bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Move by your spirit here. Have your way here today in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you all honor and praise. Again, in Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for hearing. Father, we thank you for answering us. For who are we that you're even mindful of us? Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you. Can't say thank you enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his majesty. Hallelujah. We thank you, Master. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. Ah, yeah. There's none like him. I'm grateful to him because every time I turn around, he continues to bless me. Every time I turn around, I may not have all that I desire or feel even I need, but God is on my side today, and he's yet blessing me. Yeah. And there were some things that came up, and I wanted to be concerned, but there's no need. The songwriter told me this, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Leave them. Don't take them to the Lord and then take them back with you. He can't fix it if you're holding on to it. Let it go and let God have his way. And when I tell you the Lord showed up and he's showing up, and the task that needs to be completed, he's going to complete it because I can't. Ah, yeah. Glory to his majesty. Hallelujah. There's none like him. None like him. And I'm thankful. Because when I tell you things could be so much worse, things could be so much worse. But he's yet blessing us. Hallelujah. And he deserved the praise today. Ah, yeah. Listen, we're going to have Pastor John R. Adolf today. And his message is this beautiful message. I didn't hear the entire message, but I kind of know him a little bit, and I kind of know of the way God gives him messages, you know, and the way he bring the message forth. So today his message is, take your hand and put it on me. Huh? Take your hand and put it on me. When he first said it, before he said anything about God, I knew he was talking about the Father. Take your hand today, Father, and put it on me. Hallelujah. Give me the spirit of obedience. Hallelujah. Today, oh God, unto you in the name of Jesus. Give me the spirit of preparation for your return. Take your hands and put it on me today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going in and take a listen to him this morning. And I know it will bless you. I know it will bless you. And it's an on-time message. Yes, it is. It's an on-time message. And I'm grateful for it. So listen, we're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we're coming on back with Pastor John R. Adolf. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
You are an angel. Let God have his way. You are an angel. Somebody out there!
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let go and let God have his way. Hallelujah. Incorporate that with wait on the Lord. Be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. You let your patience kick in and wait on him, because he's coming. And when I tell you, when he gets there, he's going to be on time. Not a minute late, not a minute too early. On time, because he's an on-time God. And many times I used to think back in the day I had something pressing, and I would be like, Lord, I need you to move quick. This. And the Lord let me know, whatever this is, it will not kill you to wait on me. You're not going to die. You're not going to lose anything. You're simply waiting on me. And I learned that over the years. Yeah. Oh, you're not going to die from it, Barbara. You're just waiting. And wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Help somebody else while you are waiting. Yeah. And it is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful unto Almighty God for every lesson. Because this is what he does. He teaches people. Yeah. He teaches people so that his people is not tricked. Another thing, so you're not upset or, oh, why me? Oh, I'm going through this. No. We don't have that to do. Because we have a risen Savior. And somebody said, well, Barbara, you don't understand. You know, I don't have this and I don't have that. Don't worry about it. And somebody else said, well, Barbara, it's easier said than done, because you feel like you have what you want. But look, no. I've got some pressing things, too. Always got pressing things. Yeah, because I'm always trying to figure it out and help somebody. Yeah. And so, look, we just have to let it go. It takes stress off. It takes pressure off you. You'll live longer. You'll look better if you let go and let God have his way. Yeah, no need to keep holding on to stuff. Especially if you can't fix it. Now, if I can do something about it, I'm going to work with it. But if I can't do anything about it, there's no need for me to work. No need for me to be holding on to it and still crying over it. No, I'll just let it go. That's if you can believe. If we can't believe, yeah, you're going to kind of hold on to it, because you can't believe God will take care of it. Hallelujah. But if you believe he can take care of it, let it go. Go do something else. Hallelujah. Find somebody you can be a blessing to. Yeah. And it's already all right today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So listen, oh my goodness, I forgot to download. I tell you what, let's do this. I'm so sorry, y'all. I am going to one more song of the morning. And give a few announcements, because I have to put him in here. Oh, wait a minute. Stop it. I have to put him in here. So y'all give me a few minutes and we're going to get him in here. And his message is going to bless you today. Hallelujah.
You give me everything I need.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mr. Donnie McClurkin this morning, and that's what I believe. I believe today. Yeah, I believe God. Because, see, in many cases, I don't have a choice but to believe him. Because I don't have no other way. I don't know no one else who can do it. You see, he's the only one that have the power to do it and do it in the time that I need it done. He's the only one who can come in and bring what I need. He's the only one who can come in and fix what I need fixing. Hallelujah. Yeah. But we must believe. We must believe. And we must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yeah. We have to diligently seek Almighty God. And hold on. Because he'll reward us if we diligently seek him. I'm grateful unto him this morning, I tell you, because he's on our side. And sometimes we don't know which way to go. We don't know where to turn, how to turn, just what to do. But he comes in and he blessed us over and over and over again. I'm a living witness. He has blessed me, and I'm thankful unto him. I'm trying to get this in and a blog talk again. There are different things here. So we're going to continue on because I have to, well, let's see if it's going to do it this way. Y'all know I will always have some something that's like going on, but God is faithful unto us to see if it'll do this. But, and if it does this, well, it took me back there. Well, all right, we're going to have to listen to it from here. So what we're going to do is listen to it from YouTube. I wanted to put it, download it into the studio because we hear it better. But we're going to YouTube and take a listen to it and to see how clear it'll play today in YouTube. Lord, I ask that you would fix it and make it powerful and nice so that we can hear good. All right, here we go. All right, we're working on it. Y'all let me know. Somebody let me know if you can really hear it.
This is Zach Winhall, the author of the Bible study. Today I want to give you a sneak peek with the Bible study.
We weren't looking for Zach.
Matthew chapter 8 tonight. Matthew chapter number 8. I'm reading from the Thunder and Diction of the King James Version of the Bible. Matthew chapter number 8. We're just looking at the first three verses. Matthew chapter 8 tonight. First three verses. Matthew chapter 8 tonight. If you have it, say, I'm there. Here is what the scriptures read. When he, that is Jesus, was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Say amen for the reading.
Amen.
If you don't mind being nice and neighborly, Christian, cordial, and kind, grab somebody by the hand, look at them and smile tonight. Y'all ain't smiling yet. Go on and smile. Say, neighbor, I'm glad to be in church tonight. My soul is ready to be fed with your prayers and all of your amen. Tonight's sermon subject, take your hand and put it on me.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Take your hand and put it on me. As I flew in today to this Meridian coast, it brought back kind memories. You see, a few years ago, my wife and I saved our nickels and dimes and decided to bring our little children that we have and our family to Orlando, Florida. We saved every nickel because we knew we'd need it. And we drove all the way over here to the Floridian coast. I made some precursory announcements to my family because even though I did the driving and the paying, I did not plan to ride anything that would drop me, twist me, throw me, or dump me. I figured life would do enough of that all by itself. So why pay somebody to do that? I made my announcement that I would go ahead and be the aquatic engineer and the person in charge of refreshments. And so in simple terms, that meant I kept the snacks and held the purses. We checked into the hotel and rushed into theme parks, and I learned much about my children that vacation time because my daughter was nothing more than a daredevil. She was too short to ride some of the rides. But Pastor Charles, she would take her braid and pull her braid up from the top of her head and say, I'm tall enough now. She rode every roller coaster, every dip ride, everything she could get on. But God blessed me by giving me a son after my own heart. My son was scared of everything. So we sat together and ate up turkey legs and potted on a stick. There were numerous families who journeyed with us from the church, and so some of them were just too small. But I'll never forget it. My son made a request of me. He said, Daddy, I want to ride Lilo and Stitch's adventure. I've never met Lilo, didn't know Stitch. It was hot in Florida. You could see the heat moving along the ground. Children get restless after a while, but on the second day of our journey in Orlando, out of my periphery vision, I could not help but notice a sign that read Lilo and Stitch's Adventure. He's too young to read, but he has good sign recognition. And he said, Daddy, there go. I did not want to stop because the line was long, and if you're listening to me tell this story to you, the heat was such that you could see it moving along the ground. It's Florida. Y'all live in Jacksonville. Black folk turn shades of black. I'm trying to find a cool spot where I could sit down and be in charge of aquatics and refreshment. Yep, here it is. My son had made a request, and to honor my request, we stood in the line for an hour and a half. Footnote, for those who take a note. I will never, ever do that again. If I don't meet Lilo or Stitch ever again on this side of heaven, it's all right with me. After we finished waiting in line, we were next to go in the ride, Pastor Charles, and as we got ready to walk in, they turned off the lights. If you're listening, I told you my son is scary. He turned around and with eyes big and batting, as if to say he didn't want to go in. Okay, newsflash, I'm not an abusive parent, but I told him, you're going in here today. If you don't do nothing but go see Stitch and Jesus, you're going in here. We stood out here for an hour and a half. So we go in, true story, we sit down, they harness us, and the ride starts, and they're shooting smoke, dropping water on us, the chair is moving. I'm getting scared, my dog gonna set me. I look over at my son, and his eyes are as big as silver dollars, but he is no longer batting. He is holding on for dear life. And I said, Ray, you all right? He said, yeah, Daddy, I all right. I continued in the ride as the ride kept going, and voices popped out from underneath the chair. Where did they get that from? I don't know. They sprinkled more water. Out came the smoke. I know he was afraid. So I said, Ray, are you all right? And he answered in the affirmative again. He said, daddy are all right. He said, I know you over there, but I can't feel you. He said, take your hand and put it on me. Can you hear God in that?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Wait. We get through with the ride. We go get lemonade, $3.50 a cup. I've got children there with me. But Pastor Charles, I can't even drink no lemonade because my mind is resting on the vocal cord that God just used in my son's mouth that said, I know that you're over there. I just can't feel you. Take your hand and put it on me. We get to the Golden Corral, and if you notice, I ain't no slim brother, 268 pounds right now. And I want you to know I ain't never had a skinny day in my life. We get to the Golden Corral to eat. I have no appetite because I can hear God talking to me through this young man, my son, who said, Daddy, I know that you're over there. I just can't feel you. Take your hand and put it on me. We get back to the hotel, HB. True story, you all. I'm tired. My skin is another color. My sunblock that go off. My feet are hurting. I let the children and my wife take their bath. I take my last. I get in the bed prepared for a good night's rest, but I cannot sleep. Since my wife's not here, I can talk about her. She calling all 12 disciples. She calling Thomas, calling Didymus. She's calling Martha. She's calling every disciple Jesus had.
Ooh,
I cannot sleep or anything because I can hear the voice of God through a five-year-old baby that said, I know you're over there.
Yes.
But I can't feel you. Take your hand and put it on me. Can I be sermonically nosy for a moment? Have you ever had a season in your life where you can look toward heaven and say, God, I know you're over there.
Yes, sir.
I can't feel you.
Hallelujah.
But if you're not too busy, take your hand and put it on me. Have you ever had a moment where you look toward glory and said, God, I know you're there. I saw the sun rise in the east. I watched it set over in the west. I felt a cool breeze blow. I know you are still sovereign and in charge of the galaxy, but right now I'm going through something and I can't feel you. And if you're not too busy, if you're not too tied up, can you please take your hand and put it on me?
Yes, sir.
You see, every now and then, God brings you to a place where you need a touch from him. Can I just ask anybody here like that tonight? Tell your neighbor, I don't know what you need from him, but I need him right now. Here it is. It's the gospel according to St. Matthew, and it is one of my favorite synoptic gospels because Matthew reaches back to bring out the thematic discourse that Jesus Christ is King of the Jews. I like this particular version of the gospel because in this gospel, Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. I like this gospel because in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, you have the longest litany of Christological teachings in the whole Bible. In fact, if you take time to look at it carefully, you should notice that Matthew 5, 6, and 7 are all in red ink. It is because Jesus is doing the teaching himself. We call it the Sermon on the Mount. And in case you missed Sunday school, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, like, judge not that ye be not judged. But with the same stick you measure somebody else's life, the same stick God is going to use on your life. In fact, before you get to trying to take the matter out of somebody else's eye, you might want to get that plank out of your eyes first. It's in this gospel that Jesus says things like, ask and it shall be given you.
Yes, sir.
Speak and ye shall find.
Yes, sir.
And the door shall be opened unto you. It's in this particular gospel that Jesus says, now look, I want you to consider the birds of the air. And you know that if they're not having a panic attack and they're not worried about what tomorrow holds, you know your Father in heaven is okay. I was ahead of plans
on the
night.
Come on.
Watch this. Jesus gets through teaching on the mount.
Mm-hmm.
descends a grassy slopeside, and the Bible says the multitude is following him. I love that. I love it because it's the same Greek word used to describe the multitude of fish that Peter caught in the net. I like it because wherever Jesus is, he knows how to grow his own crowd. You don't have to try to make people want to fall in love with Jesus. When they meet him for the first time, he's too good to let go. Watch this. As he comes down the grassy slopeside with a multitude following him, a man who has leprosy approaches him. He is quarantined. He has been ostracized, criticized, dehumanized, talked about, and put on the periphery of life. But he goes to Jesus and said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put his hand on this man who was diseased, and the Bible says, and immediately his leprosy left. Can I tell you why I'm preaching this in Jacksonville, Florida tonight at the end of the month of February? It is because I have a philosophical idea that says every time the church gathers, there are some people in our midst who need the hand of God. I don't care how bad you are. I don't care how many degrees you have. There are people here tonight who came in and they don't look like what they're going through right now. And the reason why they press their way through the rain and the cold on the Floridian coast is because they came in saying, God, I need your hand in my family. I need your hand in my marriage. I need your hand on my heart. I need your hand, God. In fact, can I just be nosy? Is there anybody here tonight here because you came because you need a touch from God? Tell your neighbor, I don't know why you're here, but I need him like right now. And the good news here tonight, God is still in the laying hands on situations business. Nobody can touch it. Nobody can do it like God can.
Hey.
I'm almost through. Watch this. Here it is. I'm almost done. Watch this. How do you get God's hand on your situation? If I were to teach you what this text gives us, would you do it? There are three things that just leap out in observation to me, and I'll share them and I'll take my seat. Number one, if you want the hand of God, listen, you have to be broken beyond your capacity to fix it. Do you know why many of us never encounter the hand of God? Because you think you're so big and bold and cocky and self-sufficient that you are not broken enough for God to heal. But God gets us to a point where you know that can't nobody else help you but Jesus. Now, there are two types of people in here, right? But let me just go on and knock over the coffee. There are those of you who have never been broken like that. You've always had money to pay your bills. Everything has already worked out for you. You've always been in the top of your class. Everything has always come your way. You've never been hospitalized, never had a pill to take, never had anything go wrong in your family. Your children like Andy and Eddie Griffith on the Andy Griffith show. Everything has always fine. You ain't never been to a jailhouse to bail nobody out. You ain't never had to worry about where your kids were. Your job is fine. Your health is fine. To you, I say more power to you. We ain't mad at you. We ain't hating the player and we ain't hating the game. But for everybody else who knows what it's like to cry sometimes, be up sometimes, down sometimes, you ought to tell somebody, I know what it's like.
I'm all here.
It's in the Bible. He comes to Jesus because he is broken. He's broken so many ways. One day I just filled up a whole sheet of HP and observation just telling the ways he's broken. Can I give y'all some? See, one, he's broken physically because he's sick. Footnote.
If you've never been sick, you really don't know who your friends are.
All right.
Because people will hang around you as long as you're well. But stay sick long enough here. Watch this. He's now sick financially because he cannot work. If you're listening, he has leprosy. He has leprosy. So that means he has to be quarantined. And because he is sick physically and financially, he is sick socially. Will nobody hang out with him? Not only is he sick socially, he is sick emotionally. You know, if you stay down long enough, you'll get depressed with a Bible in your hand.
Yes,
you can sit there talking about, I don't even know why the Lord let this happen to me.
Right.
I don't bother nobody. I try to live the right, try to do the right thing. He is broken so much,
yes, sir,
until it is beyond human comprehension. Come here. He's not the only one that's broken. I just told you every time I open my mouth in the house of God across this country and in this world we live in, there are people that are broken. But some people know how to camouflage their brokenness so nobody knows. So let me give you the believer's broken pop quiz. If you have ever been so stressed out over life, you pulled up to a stop sign waiting on the light to turn green, you broke up. If you have ever gotten home at night and was so worried you couldn't even get a good night's sleep with crown molding and jacuzzi tubs all around you, you are broken. If you worry about stuff your hands cannot fix, you are broken. If you've been here in church all this time and you ain't said amen yet or clap one time, ain't nothing wrong with church. You broken.
All right. Preach, sir.
Watch this. I'm almost done. I don't want to go to a lesson. Dr. Jonathan C. Jackson, one of the teachers who taught me in school, often remarked that God only deals with people who have broken pieces. Can I ask you tonight, anybody got broken pieces? Can I tell you the rejoicing news of the night? God, oh God, takes broken pieces and makes the masterpiece. If you can just get to the potter's house, he knows exactly what you need, how long you need to stay. Somebody here has been here at least one time. Well, God takes your broken pieces, and by the time God gets through, you got to look at yourself and say, I've come from a mighty, 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 whoa, good God Almighty, a mighty long way. I was going to cut across field, but I'm not. Wait, let me tell you this. My daughter has me going to birthday parties with her. At first, I said I'm the pastor and I can't do that, but it hit me. I'm going to be fishing anybody else's family and mine will be broken. So I told her, Daniel, go with you. We went to this little girl's birthday party. I won't mention her name because she probably got a cousin in Jacksonville. You know? But H.B. Pastor Charles' sister girl gets a doll that you have to put batteries in. And instead of giving the doll to her dad after he asked for it 20 times, he does something that I wouldn't have done. He lets her keep it. She missed the birthday cake. It's her birthday. She ain't getting no cake.
Mm.
In the corner, messing with the doll. Her friends opened up the rest of her gifts for her. We done picked up the trash, ate hot dogs with the onion to give you indigestion. We're getting ready to leave the house and she in the corner crying, mad, don't want nobody to bother her. Finally, when all the company leaves except for me, because you know, the preacher is the first to come and the last to go home. She brings the doll one leg off, one arm missing, and he said, Shank, bring me the batteries. She bought him the batteries, put them in the right way. Doll just walking and talking, and he looked at her and said something so profound, it taught me even in my walk with God. He said, the next time something breaks, instead of you trying to fix it yourself, bring it to your daddy. He knows how to put the pieces together. Can I ask you, is there anybody here ever taking your broken pieces to God? And he said, I need about one witness in here who's been through it long enough to touch somebody and tell them, I know what it's like to take my broken pieces to God and watch him put it all back together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you want the hand of God, everybody say this, you got to be broken. That's the first qualification. Watch it. Two more models to watch it. Number two, not only must you be broken beyond your capacity to fix it, secondly, you have to believe that he can, even if he chooses not to. Okay, y'all, wait. I got to get in my seat because I'm about to pull my hair out and I ain't got no way. Hold on. You got to believe that he can. Even if he chooses not to.
Yes, sir.
Let me cut across here. Let me say this. God is able. Did you hear that? I'm going to say it one more time. Because I know that redundancy is the key to learning. God, he's able.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to say it one more time for somebody who's sitting here broken and needs the hand of God. It's just for you here. God threw me from Beaumont, Texas. Ain't but 7 exits, 114,000 people count, cat, dogs, and catfish. I flew all the way to tell you one thing. God is able. I don't care how big your mountain, I don't care how low your valley, I don't care how horrible your sickness. Hear this, I'm going to say it one more time. God is able. I'm going to say it one more time just to make the devil mad, because he wants you to worry about stuff you can't fix. So just for the sake of saying it, just to make hell upset, God is able. I'm going to say it one more time because it makes me happy every time I remind myself that no matter what life throws my way, I serve a God who is able to do it exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Our God is an able God. You just have to be faithful enough to believe it. Watch this. This man goes to Jesus. Pastor Charles, watch what he says. He says, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean, whole, healed, clean, therapeuzo, well again. But that's not the thing that blesses me. If is the word that leaps out at me in 3D. It's because if you don't know which if the if is, you can't shout right.
All right.
See, there are four ifs in the Greek Koine language. You have if and it's true, if and it's not true, if maybe you will and maybe you won't, and if I wish it was true, but it ain't. I know that went fast, get a CD. Watch this. Watch this. This is a third class condition if. It means if you want to. It's like him going to Jesus saying, I know you can, and I know you're able. I don't question that, but if you want to, I know it's not too big for you to fix my situation. In other words, he simply looks toward the Lord and says, any way you want to bless me, I'll be, can I stay here for 30 seconds? We live in a generation of people who are shouting to a bad gospel. It's because we are treating God like a cosmic bellhop at a sonic drive-in who rolls up to your car and says, may I take your order, please? That ain't how God works. God is sovereign. God blesses what he wants to bless. He does what he wants to do. He heals what he wants to heal. He fixes what he wants to fix. He gets what he wants to help. He lifts what he wants to lift. He opens what he wants to open. And it's ours to go to God and believe that he can, even if he can. I just ask, is there anybody here tonight really need the hand of God? Can I tell you how to get it? Tell the Lord, if you bless me, I'm going to bless you. And if you don't fix it, I'm going to still bless you.
Hallelujah.
If you heal me, I'm going to shout every time I give it to
glory anyhow.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Watch this. Let me see the hands of those who believe God. I could use Pastor, one of my favorite writers, he introduced me 2 years ago, make the comment. And he says that when you begin to believe God, other people think you're losing your mind. Because your belief doesn't make sense. R. Kent Hughes is right. You know why? Because our being here tonight don't make sense. Nothing we believe makes sense. In fact, we're here tonight because we believe some God who lives way up there loves us way down here. So much he decided to peel off divinity, put on humanity, come down through 42 generations to be born in a teenage virgin in a couch off in Bethlehem. We believe that he gave up the praises of angels for the curses of men. We believe that he grew in the fear and admonition of God and men, got baptized by his cousin John the Baptist in the muddy river Jordan, popped up at 30 years old, turned water to wine in Cana, healed a lame man, made a blind man see, took a man with a withered hand and straightened that out, took by name, touched the casket of a dead boy, brought him back to life, transformed Lake Geneva into a cement sidewalk, took 2 feet 5 godly loaves, and transformed the snack and made a seafood buffet, transformed everything around him to bless others at his own sacrifice, got nailed to a tree while he was yet alive,
yes, sir.
Hung him high, strapped him wide, blood came screaming down. Hold on, take an elevator ride down the hill, pays out all of our lease.
Come on.
And rises early the third day morning with all power. Can I just ask anybody to leave it beside me?
Come on,
you call me crazy, but I believe it, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
I gotta get out of here. I'm almost done. Watch this, watch this, watch this. I'm almost done. Watch this. I'm trying to find a way to cut through this. I'm gonna watch this. God, in many instances, won't bless you beyond your capacity to believe in. Now, hold on, wait. There are instances in the Bible where the person doesn't believe, but somebody will believe for them. Can I prove that to you? Mark chapter 2, there is a lame dude. He's sick. He has 4 homeboys who are good friends. How do you know they're friends? Because they take him to Jesus.
Uh-huh.
The house is so full in Capernaum, they can't get the man to Jesus, so they cut a roof off. It wasn't that the man believed. He had some friends.
Okay.
Who stood in the gap for him? Are you playing with it?
Uh-huh. Come on.
But many times, Pastor Charles, many instances, you gotta believe God. There's a blind man sitting on the roadside. If you stay close enough to 12, you discover it's blind Bartimaeus. He's sitting on the side of the road. He's the son of Timaeus. What's interesting is Bartimaeus is really not a name. It just means really the son of Timaeus. When you do a good study on Timaeus, you realize that Timaeus means man from nowhere, so that ain't his name either. So really, you know he messed up because he's a son or a brother from nowhere, and he headed nowhere. Are you following me? If I'm going too fast, get a CD, I talk quick. Watch this. Can I give you something to shout on this? Never forget this. It's never where you are. It's always where you headed. But you just got to believe God in the process. Watch this. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Jesus is passing by, and as he walks through town, this man starts to shout and cry out to Jesus. The religious people hear him telling, shut up and hold your peace. Can I just put one more, can I just give you one more parenthetical reference right quick? Be careful who you sit by, because sometimes they can hinder what God wants to do for you. Don't sit by people who will tell you, be quiet, nonsense, and I came to shout. You don't know what I'm going through. Leave me alone. Shut
He never goes and
Jesus says, touch me right now. But can I tell you what he does do? He worships God to the point that this worship touches the heart of God and lets the heart of God move the hand of God and let the hand of God touch his situation. In other words, what I'm saying to you tonight is, how bad do you need it? Do you need God bad enough to break through the crowd and tell the Lord, I'm going to break some rules tonight? I don't care if the organ ever plays. I don't care if the drums ever beat. I need God bad enough to tell him hallelujah in here. In fact, I need him bad enough to stand on my feet. I don't care who's watching me. I need him bad enough to hold up my hand and tell him, Lord, I need you in my family tonight. In fact, right quick, if you miss somebody, look your neighbor square in the face and say, neighbor, how bad do you need him? How bad do you really need the Lord? Do you need him bad enough to lift up holy hands and bless him in this place? Do you need, do you need him bad enough to find a way to open up your mouth and shout a hallelujah and thank you, Jesus? Ain't he all right? If you're not too bashful, right quick, grab somebody by the hand and shake their hand tonight and tell the neighbor, I'm broken enough to need him. I believe him enough to need him. But tell your neighbor tonight, I'm about to break some rules. I need him bad enough to find me an aisle and get a dance in right quick. Is there anybody in here that will tell your neighbor, I need him. I gotta get in my seat, but I got one more thing to tell you. I went to a revival one time in Silsby, Texas. It's a little old small town. And Pastor Charles, there was a man in the back of the room. And every time I mentioned the name Jesus, he leaned over and whispered something in a woman's ear. And the woman stood up and shouted, hallelujah. I didn't understand it. And I thought to ask him to be quiet. But I've learned to stay out of other people's praise. Because if you haven't been through their pain, you might not understand the reason why they're giving the Lord the praise they're giving it. After church, some two people and say after church, they came around and he had been in an automobile accident. He had a tracheotomy in his throat and he couldn't shout for himself. So he had to get the woman next to him to shout for him. Touch your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, I don't need you to praise God for me. When I think of, wow, yeah, baby, all right, say yeah. Won't he lay a hand on you? Won't he fix it for you? Let somebody right quick and say, name. This worship is for what I need. Tell your neighbor I need it bad enough to bless him like I'm losing my mind. Tell your neighbor I don't normally act like this. But any way you want to bless me, any way you want to heal me,
yes, sir. Pastor John R. Adolph this morning, and I take your hand and put it on me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I like this preacher. He was over at Pastor McKissick here in Jacksonville, Florida. Jerry, over the Institutional Bethel, downtown behind Florida State College. Used to be Florida Junior College. So, yeah, I don't know if he's still over there or whatever, but I enjoy his messages. And, you know, I like a preacher that know God. You know what I'm saying? And they're not up teaching you all of the prosperity of God. You know, just prosperity. Because that's all they think you need from God is prosperity, money, stuff, things. No. That can go on down the street. God can supply money. I need him. I need to know his will. I need to know his word. I need to understand his word. I need to know how to pray. I need to know how to apply his word to my everyday life. I need to know how to prepare for his return. Because money, it answers all things, but money is not doing all things. You understand? Yeah, money won't do that. Money just not going to jump up and say, well, Barbara, I'm going to teach you about the book of Genesis. I'm going to teach you about the book of Revelation. I'm going to tell you what the promises of God. Now, money won't do that. I need to know for myself that I need to have a Bible study life and I need to have a prayer life. I need to know for myself that I need to live right before God daily. I need to live right every day, not some days when my flesh kick in and I'm obeying what my flesh telling me. I need to know how to bring my flesh under subjection so that I can live right before God. I can live a life that's pleasing and acceptable unto him, and I'm not making no excuse. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Hey, thank you. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I need to know how to walk upright before him daily. I need to know how to walk in the spirit that I don't fulfill the lust of my flesh. See, I found out, and the just shall live by faith. See, he done justified some of us. And we can live by faith. But we walk by faith and not by sight. We got to believe when it's a situation that looks unbelievable. I got to trust God when I don't know how sometimes, but all I know to do is to let go to him. And that teach me to trust him. I let it go to him. I don't ask him how, when, or where. I just let it go to him. Lord, I'm giving this to you. I can't do it. And it's not always money. Some situations, money won't get you out of. Some situations, because you have the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, it won't get you out of that. Simply because you have prestige on your job. And in this life, you know, when you go to the restaurant and you pull up in a certain kind of car, they look at you and look here. That won't help me. Yeah. The things of the natural won't help me. I need to know spiritual things to get to where I need to get. I needed to know that he's a lawyer in the courtroom. Hey. I needed to know he's a doctor in the sick room. I needed to know he will feed me when I'm hungry. He's bread when I'm hungry. I needed to know, and man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I can't play with this thing. It's got to be every day. I got to come subject to him. And some days, folk not feeling in the mood for what I'm talking about, and they'll call me, and when they see where I'm at, they get a little upset. But this is an everyday walk. This is not a sometime walk. I got to walk it every day. He showed me, if you keep your mind on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. Because whenever you hear bad news, I want you to begin to praise me right there. When you hear the news, begin to praise me right then and there. Why? He's the one that can turn bad into good. Huh? Just take your hands today and put them on me. I don't quite see you over there moving for those particular children. But God, I know you're over there. And I know you can hear me. I know you're able to fix the situation for this group of children right here. Lord, I need you to put your hands on me and show me which way to go that I can get the finances, that, Lord, I can help some people. Not just me. I just got enough that I'm getting back. No, Lord, I want more. That the more that I want is to be a blessing unto somebody else. Help me today, Lord Jesus. I want it to be so when I travel, if I stop at a rest stop and there's somebody there in dire straits, I can be a blessing unto them. I don't want money so I can have a house on the hill with the dog man fluffy. I can drive the Bentley, you know, the big beans. I can drive the Beamer, the BMW. I can have the Cadillac and all this craziness. No, I got a small SUV so that I could do some things for others. God loves a cheerful giver. This is why he blessed us to plant seed. He said he gives seed to the sower. And when we plant seed, he blesses, but it's got to be in good soil. I'm thankful, honey. And look, you know, the enemy and your flesh will tell you, hey, you better check them bills out and look at them good, because if you don't, you pay your tithes and offering, and then you plant a seed. Oh, you're not going to have enough. They're going to come and take your this. They're going to do that. You ain't going to have that. They're going to cut this. The devil is a lie and a fool. And will make a lie and a fool out of you if you allow him to. I went on to pay my tithes and offering. I went on to plant my seed. Yeah. Because you're not going to hold me back from obeying the word of God. And I done saw the demonstration of it. When I paid it, God just moved so quick. Bam. Paid it yesterday, he moved today. I was doing things kind of quick and paid the wrong person yesterday. I told that to be big fat fingers, girl. But looky here. God is able if we're trusting. Take your mind off your problem. Did you hear what the songwriter said? The songwriter said, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. He didn't say go there with them and bring them back. Leave them with him, because you take them back, you can't fix it. If you could, you never would have had to take it to him. Let it go. And let God have his way. Now look now, the enemy going to come and show you some stuff. When you're letting go, boy, look here. You can't make the car payment. You waiting on the Lord to give you the money. The devil going to come and show you the contract where they said you cannot be 2 months behind, because if you're 2 months behind, we're going to repossess your car. Then you're going to get a letter in the mail. You're going to keep getting phone calls. then the devil gonna begin to talk to your flesh and agree with your flesh. Now you shaking around here. For what? I told a lady yesterday from the somewhere, wasn't it with case management place or something like that? I don't even know the place, what it is. But I told her, I said, listen here, sugar. I say, I'm lasting because greater is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. I said, whatever I need, he supplies. And many things I want, he supplies. I'm spoiled like that because I believe him like that. Oh, I can tell you something today, but I just can't do it. I just can't share that with you. Some things God will allow me to share, but let me tell you something. When I tell you he is more than you need, he is more than you need. Yeah. I'm staring a big thing in the face. I'm talking about humongous trial in the face. And that thing kept trying to come to me. Yeah, but see, you don't do this and you don't, and you ain't got that and you ain't gonna have this and you did that. And I say, great is he that lives within me, didn't it? Than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. He told me I could cast my cares upon him because he cares for me. So I took the care to him and left the care with him. Now I'm thinking about doing me something fun for me for 4th of July. They told me don't celebrate 4th of July, celebrate Juneteenth. I ain't celebrating none of it. I just use it as an excuse to do what I want. To have me a free day and enjoy what I want to do on the free day. Yeah. I'll celebrate all of that. I celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter. Oh, yes, oh, yeah. New Year's, yeah. Oh, yeah. To me, them spiritual days. I celebrate Christmas because guess what? The Savior was born. I've been redeemed. He found a way to redeem me back to man through his son, born in a manger, come forth from a virgin, huh? I celebrate Thanksgiving because I'm just thankful unto him for all year long, all he have done. Sometimes I go years back of thanksgiving, all the way back to 1957, the day I was born, February 27th. I'm thankful. Oh, I'm going to celebrate Easter because he rose, I believe. That's what they call it, Easter, Resurrection Sunday. Yeah, I'm going to celebrate that Sunday. I'm going to cook me a pot of greens and things, you know, the ham and things. Why? He rose because he rose up in me. I know he rose. Huh? I know he rose. They can say what they want about the Bible, King James Version. They can say what they want about God. They can say what they want that Jesus ain't real. They can say anything. I know for myself. And this is what the songwriter said. The songwriter said, as long as I know, I got a seat in the kingdom. That's all right. I know. Now, those that know and believe, and we together. We on one accord. But if you don't and you're coming against it, go on with it. Take your non-believing and go on with it now. Because I know for myself, my Redeemer is. I know he did it for me. Hey, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. I know he found a way to redeem man back to him. I know he so loved man that he sent his only begotten son. You can't take that from me today. I know he's real. I've seen how he moved in my life. And not because I was some goody two-shoes, not because I was such a do-gooder, not because I was above everybody else and I had it so together, his love. He knew the very intent of my heart. My heart was for him. My heart was for his people. Hey, I can't tell everybody this. There's a certain kind of people that I really work for. These are the kind of people God sent my way. And I know it. And some days I be like, Lord, come on now. Ah, but I have to. to be reminded, excuse me, you said you would go if you had to go by yourself. You said you wanted to work unto me. You said you wanted to work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can see. You said you believe that. I need you working. And he showed me a couple of days where I've been missing some things that I was supposed to do. And see, like the day he showed me, okay, you got off the show, and then you ready for lunch, and then you ready to recline. I just got to tell the truth. That's how you forgot to put the preaching in this morning, the message of John R. Adolph's message in. You were too busy rushing to go eat lunch in the recline. The day before, it was something else I had forgot. As long as you was at working, the weight was dropped. I'm still dropping now. Don't get it twisted today. I feel so much better, doing so much better. But no, you want to recline. And look, let me tell you what I would do for 2 days. Put me a movie in there and recline back. Yeah. The movie watching me, because I'm definitely not watching the movie. I'm asleep. And I tried to use the excuse, well, I get up 3:00 in the morning. Yeah, but you go to bed 6:00 in the evening. No excuse. No excuse. And see, God know me. And so he'll pull my whole card and say, look again, this is what this is. I mean, you know, you can think to yourself what you want, but this is what it really is. Lord, forgive me. God, have mercy on me. Yeah, because I was supposed to be working. I'm reclining, letting the movie watch me. That means I was asleep on the couch. God is faithful to us. And see, this is what the Holy Ghost does. It'll come and allow you to know, hey, take self-inventory. You're making excuses right there, Barbara, but I need you to take self-inventory, because you can't play with God. His eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning to you, 1955 Ruby. God bless you. I like that name. God bless you this morning. Thank you for tuning in with us. And we're moving on in Jesus' name, and I'm going to another request of the morning. And when we come back, we'll come back with the studio open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say today, please feel free to press that number one and come in. And I see you down there, 907. I love it. I love it. God bless you this morning. God bless you. Thank God. I saw the number earlier and I did a double take. I was like, what? What is this? I am just happy in Jesus. He's on our side today, and he's for us. And if he be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. So I'm going to this request, and then later on, I will dedicate one to you, 907.
Bread of life sent down the glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you are.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you
are an awesome ruler,
awesome ruler,
Gentile Redeemer.
Radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love that Fred Hammond, and I love his old music. I Can't Help Myself. And these were two of the songs that I started listening to. You've heard me say it before, a friend of mine, we worked together, Anita. She said, Barbara, have you ever heard of Commission? I said, no, Fred Hammond, no. She let me hear them. And this was in the late 90s. And I heard that Fred Hammond, and I just fell in love. And now the other one was the one that said, never would have made it. But that Fred Hammond, he had something for me. Yes, Lord Jesus. Jesus, you're all the world to me. Oh, yeah. I love the songs with that name of Jesus, because that's what we got to have today. Yeah, we got to have him. I know they teaching all this new wave, new age stuff. Age stuff, and they're not using the name Jesus. They saying something else. And yeah, Marvin Sapp, thank you, Sister Dot. How your power? No. I got Jehovah God, and his son is Jesus. Yeah, that's what we call it. Whatever I ask in the son Jesus' name, I'm going to receive it. Yeah. He's the living word today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful unto him. The studio is open this morning. If someone has something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one. I don't know, 907 may have gone to sleep, but I was hoping to get a response this morning, a response from them. And I see Brother Anthony. Okay, God bless you. God bless you, Sister Dot. Okay. Wait a minute. Let me see. I'm going to try. Okay. All right. I got you. All right. God bless you this morning, Sister Jerry. How are you? Your mic is open. Okay, we'll give her a minute to try to fix a phone or
My bad. Good morning, Sister Barbara.
Good morning.
I have my phone on mute.
Yes. How are you, Sister Jerry?
I'm well and I'm blessed, and God is good all the time.
Amen.
And that message today, yes, put your hands on me.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes we don't realize that God, we're really not alone. I often catch myself saying it now, having my little pity party. You know, guys, I just feel so alone in this house. I can hear the floors cracking and the walls trembling. My brother came over. I always call him Praying Mike. Praying Mike came over, and he said, Jerry, why are you sitting around with this T-shirt on and these raggedy shorts and no shoes? Michael, I think I'm going through depression. He said, really, Jerry? Your light's on, right? Yeah, the last time I checked, what are you talking about? He said, my God, look at this refrigerator for someone that don't even cook. Are you living downtown or are you on the west side? Michael, what are you getting at? See, I'm so into my depressing zone, I can't even realize what my brother's saying to me. You're blessed beyond measures. And so today I ask you, Lord God, forgive me. Sometimes I allow the devil to get in my mindset and tell me what I don't have and tell me what I'm not going to have. But I need to get into the mindset and say, you know what, God? I might not have this at this moment, but it's on the way. I might be a little sick today, but by later on today, I'm healed. Speak those things that are not as if they were. Lord God, I'm not alone. Because now I'm speaking negativity on my life. There's someone out there that feels like they've lost it all. But you can't lose anything if you have God. I allowed the devil to say to me, but Jerry, you know what? Maybe you should stop pressing the number one. No, God told me the first day I signed up for this to listen to Jesus in the Morning, press that number one. I don't know what to do on number one. Press the number one, Jerry, because praise me. Praise me where the whole world can hear you saying how good I am. Praise me when you don't feel like getting out of the bed. Praise me when you don't see your way. I am the truth and the light. Thank you, Jesus. I can't turn my back on God, and I can't stop pressing the number one, because he does not stop getting me up. He gives me the word. Delight yourself in me, Jerry. Well, how am I going to do that, God? Press the number one. Look to the hills where your help coming from. How am I going to do that, God? Press the number one. Who is it that got you out of so much trouble that if we'd have gotten you in, you wouldn't even be out right now? Thank you, God. Who is it that provided for you when you didn't have a mother nor a father? Because, see, I didn't just take your mother away when your father killed her. I took him, too. Who is it that kept you out of foster care, but it put you into a arts care, and you learned to call her mother? A mommy, mommy, mommy. God, you got so tired of me calling her throughout the day. Who among us does not get tired of our children saying, Mom, Mom, Mom? You just want to run somewhere and just hide. But that's how Jesus wants us to do him. God, God, where are thou? God, God, I need you, Jesus. Father, I just got more bills than money. Father, it looks like I'ma have to give something up. Well, Jerry, if I gave it to you, don't you believe I'm allowing you to keep it? Yes, you're behind on your car note, but haven't I allowed you to put extension and extension on top of extensions? Your extension is longer than the average woman's weave. It's all the way down to the floor. Yes, Jerry, your husband's gone, but I was always your Jehovah Jireh. I was always Jehovah to you. I am the one. I am the one that's the healer. Just don't forget to run back and tell me thank you. I am the one when you're standing in need of whatever you're standing in need for, whether it be your medicine. I don't know if anybody deals with that, but when you become a certain age, your medicine becomes a certain price. I am the one that keeps you with insurance. I am the one that when this person say no, I say yes. I opened up my mail the other day and I said, Lord, why is it I'm getting more people to ask me, do I want money now? And when I needed money, I couldn't even get a dollar. God said, because it's your blessing season. I shall bless you because you're my child. Just like when your children call you and say, Mom, I got a flat tire. I need you to start saying, oh, I can't help you, because I need them to learn how to turn to me. But as long as you're going to be their safety net, they're not going to figure out who I am. I'm ready to perform some miracles in their lives. So today I ask you, God, to keep on performing not just miracles, but blessings. Keep on giving me what I don't have sense enough to go out and get for myself. Lord, keep on loving me when it's sometimes I sit there and not even love myself. We are all beautifully and wonderfully made. Well, how do I know that? Because that's what God said. This is my beloved child who I am well pleased with. It's like when your children come home with all the awards, you can't wait to get on the phone and tell everybody, oh, Johnny got all these certificates. Oh, I don't know how to act. That's how God wants you to say, oh, God been so good to me. I don't know how to act. Give him reverence, give him praise, and watch God change things. I'm a living witness. I'm not talking about what my girlfriend told me. I'm not talking about what my brother told me. I'm talking about what God has shown me. He's shown me through it all. You in that delivery room having that 12-pound, 13-ounce baby, 23 and a half inches long. Oh, my God. You're feeling all by yourself because nobody can go in there with you. In my days, 40 years ago, I had to go in there by myself. But I came out. I went in as a little girl, but I came out as a real woman because now I have life that I have to be responsible for. I'm not who I was when I went in there. Each morning I wake up, I'm not that old Jerry that woke up yesterday. I'm that new Jerry that's reaching and calling for the high mark. Lord God, don't leave me. Because if you leave me, I don't know what I can do. So please, keep your hands on me. I'll be all right as long as I know you're with me, Jesus. Because you love me enough that you gave up your life for me. So today, Lord, I thank you for my son that on Sunday, July the 4th, he'll be 40 years old. I thank you, Lord, that even though he may not be speaking to me, I'm still praying the spirit of rebellion out of his life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a beautiful grandson. Thank you for every child you ever gave me when I was young. I cried and said, God, why have you gave me two special needs children? Oh, my God, they're running me crazy. He gave them to me because that's what I needed to get over what I was carrying around in my own body. I was special need my own self. I didn't know I was special need until the more I watched them grow up, and I was like, you know what? I'm them too. He couldn't give me one because, see, this is Jerry we're talking about. She needs double for her troubles. He couldn't give me a little portion. He's got to give me a large amount. He's got to give me a child that I got to run to the school behind Mr. Come Get Him. That's what they called him. He's in pre-K. Miss Crow, can you come get Mr. Come Get Him? He told me he was going to be good today. Son, why did you act out today? I don't know. I just do it, Mom. And then I would have flashbacks. Because why did you do this today, Jerry? Why are you in Miss Tiller's office every day? I don't know, Mom. I just do it, Mommy. It didn't help me when she took things away from me because we didn't have very much for her to take from me. I had to share my toys with my brothers. I had one doll and my brother put a lot of hair grease in it and pulled all my hair out. Gave me a bald-headed doll. I don't know why I did it, Mommy. So I was faced with the same thing, and they're like, they say, what goes around, come around. Son, why do they have to call me every day to come get you? I don't know, Mom. I don't know why I do these things. My word. I don't know, Mommy. Why I'm doing this? I think the teachers just don't like me. Stop it, Jerry. What did your son say? I don't know, Mom. Why they do that? I think because I'm big and they just don't like me because I'm fat. No, you're bad. I had three children, but my little cabin was the best one of them all. He went to school, did his work, no problems. But when he grew up, OMG. I was like, oh, God, I'm still receiving these issues. How long, God? How long am I got to put up with this? Stop crying, Jerry. Stop it. You're not really putting up with anything. You're being blessed. Because in a little while, Jerry, I'm going to send you another special needs little girl that has never talked. And you're going to help her learn some things. You're going to have to sit down with her. And if I hadn't gave you these children, you wouldn't have been able to handle my special child. So your children don't have special needs. They have special love. Do not judge somebody on how they look, how they act. Try praying for them. And all I want to do today, God, is say, thank you. You brought me through that labor. Thank you. My son in that clapping because he hear me pray. Thank you that you've been so good to me, God, even when I was dangerous and a dangerous zone to myself. Thank you, God, that you held my hand. You grabbed me and snatched me out the lion's mouth. You grabbed me and snatched me out of sin. And you asked me just to do this. Follow me and trust me. And watch me give you the desires of your heart. You cannot get what God don't intend for you to have. So when people say to me, oh, you think you're this? I think you're... No, I know this. Because God said to me, I can have what I want. He's my father. King, that makes me royalty. My father is rich in houses and land. He holds me by my hand. And I'm like a little boy. Father, I don't see you sometimes. I just want to feel you. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord Jesus. And Lord God, if I don't do nothing else, teach me how to remember that my life belongs to you and you provide for me and I'm not doing it myself. Help me to remember when I get up to pay my tithes and offerings before I do anything. Because when I put you first, my God, our things start turning around. When I hit that tree, I saw my... But when I called on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, he saved me. He saved me from my own self. Yes, I changed. I had no desire to be an adulteress. I had no more desire to commit fornication. My desires now are, if you keep me, Lord, I'll serve you for the rest of my life. That's where I'm at. So I must press to number one at all times. I'll tell people at 5:30 in the morning, I got to go. I got to get up early in the morning. Jerry, I thought you retired. Oh, I'm a child for man, child for girl. I got to get on the prayer line. I used to sleep to 10:30. I was like David, sleep all day and get up in the evening. Half the day don't pass me by. Now that I get up early, I get more done. Thank you, God, for showing me. If I don't do nothing else, serve you till you won't have me no longer. But I will always praise you because you've been so good to me. You see my son clapping. Because God's been real good to us. We've been through some trying times. Please don't look at this house and think, oh, she got it like that. You can have it like that, too. Just like that. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen and hallelujah.
We thank God today because he is for us. Again, he's on our side. He's working things out for us. And sometimes it looks like nothing is going on. It looks like nothing is happening. It looks like God is not moving. He's not doing anything for me. Oh, but he is. Oh, but he is. Yeah. He's constantly working it out for us. And sometimes we just have to go to him and ask him about us. Lord, what am I doing wrong? Well, what should I do better? You know, how can I please you more? Yeah, go to him and watch what happens. Hallelujah. He's that kind of God. And we thank him this morning. Listen, the studio is open. All right, bro, Anthony, I'm coming right at you. God bless you. How are you?
Bless Tyler Bale. Good morning to you, Mr. Bob, Mr. Jerry, Brother Louis, Brother Frank, everybody listening this morning. Just wanted to say good morning. You know, I was just thinking about, you know, what your topic was this morning. And, you know, how God, you know, bless you. And, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we don't give them enough thanks for things that he do, you know, I went to the store for my grandma, you know, and I had been out west, so I came back, and the whole time I've been out there, you know, I was kind of thinking like, well, you know, I kind of want to stay out here, but I know my grandma, you know, she, everybody ain't going to do what I do, you know, everybody ain't going to be there if she call them. You need something, you know. They might come get for us, or they might not. And, just thinking about it, and I end up, she called me, she wanted me to go to the store for her. And, I went to the store for her, and I got a, she said, I want a salad. A couple more items, but the main thing that's what she wanted was a salad. She said her blood pressure was kind of high, and she wanted to, you know, try to eat something healthy, you know, to keep her blood pressure low. Just try to, you know, switch up her diet and everything. And okay, so I went to the store, and I was gonna get her, I was gonna go to Subway and get a salad. But I ended up changing my mind, and I got a salad from where I was at Walmart. And the whole time I was at Walmart before I got the salad, someone was like, let's go get the salad from Subway, you know. But me, I was kind of tired that I had work, and I was kind of tired, you know, and I was ready to, you know, just go home and relax and rest and everything. So I got stuff and everything. I ended up getting the salad from Walmart, took the food, whatever. So she called my mother, and my mama was like, grandma, I wanted you to go to the store again. And I was like, well, I just looked through stuff from my grandma, you know, the other day. So I was like, all right. And I got a message from my mama, and like I said, I had work that day, so I was still tired, and I was like, well, you know, I said, Lord, I don't feel like going to store right now, I don't want to wait. So I laid out a little while longer, but he woke me up. And I said, well, let me go ahead and go to the store for my grandma before it gets too late, you know, to get what she wants. So I get over there, and when I came in there, I noticed it was, you know, kind of hot. And normally when I go, you know, she kind of keeps the house cool, but she don't have the, you know, AC on. She kind of cut the vents off because she don't like the air blowing up. She's of age now, you know, kind of bother her joints and stuff.
Younger and teaching us the way that a child should go.
you know, let me know, you know, when she called on Jesus that last time, he moved for her. And that lady came back and told her, you know, we got a room. And they put her in the room. And we got back there in the room. And the nurse came in and it was like, two or three, no, it was a doctor that came in. The land person was a doctor, of course, but the doctor's assistant, the nurse, the doctor's demeanor, you know, I could just tell that was, you know, God in her, because, you know, she was so sweet, talking to my grandma, and, you know, my grandma, you know, being older, you know, when you're just anybody, and when you're in pain, you kind of be frustrated, you know, and you kind of get upset, you know, when you talk to being in pain, you don't want to have to hear all that stuff they got to say, but, you know, she was so, the lady was so patient with my grandma, and I just, like, man, you know, but I say that to say, you know, we live in the life that we need to live for God, and we're doing the things that we're supposed to be doing for God, you know, he's going to have favor upon our lives, and, you know, they just showed me, you know, the life my grandma lived, you know, and her knowing God, the doors that he opened all throughout our life, and even now, you know, when he got favor against us, so did. I just want to say that, you know, I kind of attended it a lot, because I'm working and trying to talk at the same time, so I just want, you know, everybody to know, you know, you trusting God, you know, keep your faith in him and trust in him and, you know, walk the path that you should walk, you know, in spite of things that's going on, you know, he's gonna have faith upon your life and, you know, anything you ask on, he'll give you, you know, according to his will. So, just want to encourage everybody this morning.
Amen, brother. I'm gonna mute your mic, it's a little loud. But amen. See, Brother Lewis said, hey, Brother Anthony, when you live right unto the Lord and you call on him, he coming to see about you. Yeah. He's coming to see about you. You don't have that to worry. But now, if you don't have your business fixed with him, I can't say what happens. But when you got your business fixed, you can call on him. He coming just that quick. Yeah. I got food poisoning out of Ocala one time. Over there at the, what the name of the place, Lewis? Cracker Barrel. Ate them greens. Ugh. And I got sick, but God is faithful. He is faithful. I had to call on the name of the Lord because I was some kind of sick. You hear me? Ooh-wee. But I called on the name of the Lord and my system had to be cleaned. So the poison was going through my body, through my bloodstream. Got all that out of me and everything. The doctor gave me medicine, and I got better. Ooh, that's a good night of mine. I don't ever want any more of whatever this is that they call it food poison. No, I have to be careful. Yeah. And see, sometimes those places there, they're not clean. They're so busy or they lazy and they don't keep stuff as cold, the right temperature that it should be. And so what happened is we can get sick off that stuff. Yeah. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. I thank God for hearing her. Yeah. And answering her prayer. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. There's none like you. None like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, because that food poisoning, she was really sick, Brother Anthony. Yeah, and in pain. And in pain. Yeah, because that's the way that food poisoning do you. Hey, Brother D, I see you down there. God bless you this morning, sir. Good to see that 706. yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning to you, Sister Rita. I see you over there. God bless you. God bless you. And Sister Dorothy Goodman, good morning to you. And Sister Sion, good morning to you. And wait a minute, who that was? Okay, Sister Rita, Sister Dot, Sion. Okay, Sister Spinner, Good morning, Sister Stena. God bless you. God bless you. And, oh, wait a minute. I'm seeing Dr. Goodman number twice. Oh, that may be Kay. That may be Kay down there listening. Hey, Kay, I heard you and Dr. Amanda yesterday. I took a listen to the video over on YouTube. Yeah. And good morning again, Sister Jerry. Good morning, Apostle Coltwright. Good morning, Brother Louis again. God bless you over there, sir. And Sister Mary Ann, good morning to you. Good morning to you, Sister Melody Rose and Sister Laura. And good morning to you, Sister Andrea Spinner and Sister Diane and Sister Angela Foote and Sister Anna Lee Foote. Good morning, ladies. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Kim Hart. Good morning, Kim. God bless you. God bless you. And Sister Michelle and Sister Patricia Fluka and Sister Lisa and Sister Yvonne. Good morning to you. God bless you. God bless you. And thank God for each and every one of you. And that are calling me and Brother Lewis, Brother Jermaine, and Brother Anthony, and Brother D, Brother Mike Hopps this morning, Brother George West Perry. Good morning to you. And Brother Lee Hamilton. God bless you this morning. And Brother Frank. I just sent him an email because I wanted him to let me know that he's okay. And then we have several Lindas, but Sister Linda in California, she sent me a good morning GIF every morning. And so I respond to her. So I asked her this morning, as she heard from Brother Frank, because we was texting him. But I tried to text him yesterday and it wouldn't go through. So I was like, I don't know what's wrong, but I'm going to get with Sister Linda. And I email him and see if I get a response. And we'll go from there. Because I know he have doctor's appointments and different things. So we just pray that all is well, all is well. Because I had seen that number. And usually when I see that number, it makes me feel so much better. Because I know, you know, he's doing okay. Yeah, but I hadn't seen it in a couple of days. Well, over a week, I want to say. But like I said, I emailed him and I tried to text him. I'm going to try to call him this morning, see if he'll answer his phone. So is there anyone else have something they would like to say today? Please feel free to press that number one and come in. If not, we'll go to one more request of the month. Morning, I want to play this one for that 907 number. And we'll go to this one. And when we come back, if no one have anything they would like to say, I will press that number one. I mean, I will pray us out. I'm sorry. I will pray us out. Let's go to this one. All right, here you go. I like this number two.
I come from Memphis, Tennessee. Little small house, big family. Seven kids and I'm the baby. But I'm grown now and I'm like, praise the Lord, cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud and I'm gonna take it. Ooh. I told y'all I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, I'ma bring the whole.
Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves the cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, July the 2nd, 2021, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We almost, do you know next month will be August? I just thought of that. Next month will be August, and that will be the 11th year of Jesus in the Morning. My goodness. My high time flies when you're having fun. Hallelujah. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. Have a blessed weekend and a blessed 4th of July. Hallelujah.